بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما تراءى الجمعان قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون.
Verse number 61. So when the two groups came into view of each other, Moses' people said, "We are definitely going to be captured." When Pharaoh and his people drew closer to Musa and his people, such that each person was in view of the other on the opposite side, Musa's people said, "Indeed, Pharaoh and his people will catch up with us, and we are powerless against them." Verse number 62. Musa said to his people, "It is not as you have imagined it to be, for my Lord is with me supporting and helping me. He shall guide and show me the path to salvation."
فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ
Verse number 63. And so I revealed to Musa, commanding him to strike the sea with his staff, which he did. The sea parted, turning into 12 paths, the same number as the tribes of the Israelites, and each parted segment was like a great mountain in its grandeur and stability, such that no water flowed from it.
وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ
Verse number 64. I made Pharaoh and his people draw closer until they entered the sea, thinking that the path was traversable.
وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ
Verse number 65. And I saved Musa, and whoever was with him from the Israelites, none from among them perished.
ثم أغرقنا الآخرين.
Verse number 66. I then destroyed Pharaoh and his people by drowning them in the sea.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 67. Indeed, in the parting of the sea for Musa, his salvation from Pharaoh and Pharaoh's destruction is a miracle proving the truthfulness of Musa. The majority of those with Pharaoh were not believers, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
Verse number 68. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ
Verse number 69. O Messenger, recite unto them the story of Ibrahim.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
Verse number 70. When he said to his father, Azar and his people, "What do you worship instead of Allah?"
قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ
Verse number 71. His people said to him, "We worship idols, whose worship we remain firm upon and hold fast to."
قال هل يسمعونكم إذ تدعون
Verse number 72. Ibrahim said to them, Do the idols hear your prayers when you supplicate to them?
أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ
Verse number 73. Or do they benefit you if you feed them, or harm you if you disobey them?
قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ
Verse number 74. They said, They do not hear us when we supplicate to them, nor do they benefit us when we feed them, nor harm us if we disobey them. However, the reality is that we found our forefathers doing that, so we follow them.
قال أفرأيتم ما كنتم تعبدون
Verse number 75. Ibrahim said, Have you contemplated over and realized what idols you actually worship instead of Allah?
أنتم وآباؤكم الأقدمون.
Verse number 76. And what your forefathers before used to worship?
فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِّي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Verse number 77. Because they are all my enemies, they are all false except for the Lord of all creation.
الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِ
Verse number 78. The one who created me, and it is he who will guide me to the best of this world and the hereafter.
والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين.
Verse number 79. The being who alone feeds me when I'm hungry, and gives me drink when I'm thirsty.
وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين.
Verse number 80. And when I'm ill, he alone cures me from illness. There is no healer for me except him.
والذي يميتني ثم يحيين.
Verse number 81. The being who alone will cause me to die when my lifespan expires and will resurrect me after I die.
والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين.
Verse number 82. The being in who alone I hope will forgive my sins on the day of requital.
رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ
Verse number 83. Ibrahim supplicating to his Lord said, O my Lord, grant me a deep understanding of religion and join me up with the pious prophets who came before me by entering me into paradise with them. Beneficial points 1. A believer should have firm reliance in his Lord. 2. Allah is always helping, supporting and saving his believing servants from difficulties. 3. Allah is mighty and merciful. 4. The foolishness of the idolaters in that they worship idols that do not hear and cannot cause benefit nor harm. 5. The harm of following blindly. 6. The hope a believer has in his Lord should be immense.
وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ
Verse number 84. And grant me a true reputation of honor with the generations after me.
وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ ورثة جنة النعيم.
Verse number 85. And make me from among those who inherit the dwellings of paradise wherein your believing servants shall reside in luxury. Grant me residence in them.
واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين.
Verse number 86. And forgive my father. Indeed, he was one of those who deviated from the truth due to idolatry. Ibrahim supplicated on behalf of his father before it became clear to him that he was from among the people of hell. When that became clear to him, he proclaimed his disassociation with him and no longer supplicated for him.
وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Verse number 87. Do not humiliate me with punishment on the day people are resurrected to be taken to account.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون.
Verse number 88. On the day when the wealth he accumulated in this world shall not benefit nor his children that used to support him.
إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
Verse number 89. Except for the one who brings a perfect heart, one free of idolatry, hypocrisy, ostentation and arrogance. That is because he would have benefited from his wealth, which was spent in the path of Allah and his children, who would pray for him.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verse number 90. Paradise will be brought nearer to those who are mindful of their Lord by fulfilling his commands and refraining from his prohibitions.
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ.
Verse number 91. Hellfire will be exposed on the plains of resurrection for the deviants who deviated from the truth.
وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ.
Verse number 92. It will be said in rebuke to them, where are the idols you used to worship?
مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ.
Verse number 93. You used to worship them instead of Allah. Will they help you by preventing the punishment of Allah from you, or will they be able to help themselves?
فَكُبَكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ.
Verse number 94. Then, they will be thrown into hell, one on top of the other, together with whoever they led astray.
وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ.
Verse number 95. The helpers of Iblis are all Satans, without exception.
قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
Verse number 96. The idolaters who worshipped other than Allah and took them as partners to Him will say whilst arguing with those they used to worship,
تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 97. By Allah we were deviant from the clear truth.
إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 98. When we regarded you as equals to the Lord of all creation, and worshipped you like we worshipped Him.
وما أضلنا إلا المجرمون.
Verse number 99. None led us astray from the path of truth, except those criminals who called us towards worshipping them instead of Allah.
فما لنا من شافعين.
Verse number 100. So we have no intercessors today, who shall intercede for us, in front of Allah, to save us from His punishment.
ولا صديق حميم.
Verse number 101. Neither do we have a true devoted friend who will defend and intercede for you.
فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 102. If only we could return once more to the worldly life, so that we could be from those who believed in Allah.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 103. Indeed, in the aforementioned, i.e. the story of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and the ultimate abode of the rejectors, is a lesson for those who take heed, although most of them do not believe. They were rejectors of what Ibrahim brought from his Lord.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 104. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين.
Verse number 105. The people of Nuh disbelieved in all the messengers when they rejected Nuh, peace be upon him.
إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون.
Verse number 106. When Nuh said to them, will you not be mindful of Allah and leave the worship of other than Him out of fear for Him?
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
Verse number 107. Indeed, I am a messenger for you. Allah has sent me to you and I am trustworthy. I will not increase or decrease in that which has been revealed to me.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
Verse number 108. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments, and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I command you with, and forbid you from.
وَمَا أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين.
Verse number 109. I do not seek any reward from you for what I convey to you from my Lord. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of all creation, not from anyone else.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
Verse number 110. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments, and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I command you with, and forbid you from.
قالوا أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون.
Verse number 111. His people said to him, O Nuh, should we believe you and follow what you have brought and act upon it? Whilst your followers are the lowliest of people, there are no leaders and noblemen among them? Beneficial points. 1. The importance of keeping the heart free of illness, such as jealousy, ostentation and arrogance. 2. Admitting the truth on the Day of Judgment will be of no benefit. 3. Attributing the responsibility of deviance to those who lead people astray will not benefit the deviants. 4. Those who call towards Allah await the reward from Allah, not His servants.